mission of playing Christmas music. While we are playing Christmas music, we do have Trent Ferris in the studio here from the York County Sheriff's Office. He's bringing us our Wanted Wednesday advice here to Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you, Trent.
It's a little early this week.
It is.
It's okay. I had to get switched around with you guys.
That's okay.
It was okay. It's all right. I'm glad. Glad to be here. So
you're an early riser. First of all, you've got training taking place whole week.
I've been rising early every day this week to go up to Kings Mountain State Park, National Military Park, or for our, I want to say it's the 27th Bloodhound Training Winter Seminar. So canine bloodhound handlers, only bloodhounds, handlers have come from across the country, north, south, Carolina, Georgia, Florida, I mean, as far away as Alabama, and I mean, everywhere that are here for our week-long training where they get to go run around up in Kings Mountain, York and Clover, and pretend to be chasing bad guys all day. And so that's what they're doing. It's fun. I always tell the guys it's my favorite week of the year because I get out of the office. I get to go out and do filming and make videos and show everybody what these amazing dogs do, because it's unreal how the dogs can find people when they're hidden. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of trees down in the park, just to let you know, mm-hmm. from the storm. And so there's new hiding places for people to hide. And the dogs just continue to amaze me every year.
So are people hiding or are you hiding like drugs and other evidence scattered throughout?
Just people. Okay. So we had that question the other day. It's like, hey, are you doing like drugs and that kind of thing? Nope. Simply man tracking. And people in the groups is about 40 handlers, and they split up about 4 to 5 a group, and they'll go out, and one person from the group, usually it's somebody from our canine response team, deputies who are members of the, not full-time handlers, but you know, part-time handlers, I guess, they'll run out and be the bad guy, and they'll go, the instructor will say, hey, go this way, turn this way, hide underneath that tree over there, and we'll be there in a few minutes.
So are bloodhounds normally the only type of dog that do try to find people, and then there are other dogs that you use for drugs, or is it all encompassing?
Bloodhounds is what we use pretty, you know, exclusively at the sheriff's office because they've been proven to be the better of the tracking dogs, and so we exclusively use bloodhounds. We do have a Malinois. I think it's a Malinois.
Yes.
I may have that wrong. But that dog has been used for school searches, that kind of thing, you know, looking for drugs. And we do have two black labs that are it's drugs and electronics that work in our detention center that go around and they'll search.
That's interesting.
Housing units and stuff for inmates who may have gotten a cell phone in somehow, some contraband, or somehow gotten narcotics or anything. And we have two of those now. I don't believe they found anything yet because we do a pretty good job of making sure nobody brings that kind of stuff in. So, but yeah, we have a couple of different styles of dogs that can do things. But this week is bloodhounds only.
That's great.
All right. So this is also a time of the year where you all at the sheriff's office have to deal with scams. Every type of scam. Even Manning shared one this week. The Postal Service is holding a package for you. The government has a tax refund for you. If you don't come and pick this up, you're going to be arrested.
Did that come in a text message or something?
Sometimes
like that?
Text message.
Sometimes it is a text.
Please read those text messages closely. If the URL link on there looks like it's a whole bunch of numbers and a whole bunch of jibber jabber that doesn't look like it, the United States Postal Service would be USPS.org or com or whatever. I don't know what it is, but it'll be that. But don't click on it because it's a phishing scam. They'll get your information and then they'll just take everything you got. Well, not everything, but they'll have your information where they can take your money in other ways. One of the things now is like it's the holidays. You're out of jail and you may have a family member in jail. And so we have scammers that are going out there right now. Find it going on our website. Looking at the inmates page, which is the number one most visited page, not only on the sheriff's office page, it's also the York County government page. People go just to see who's in jail, who got arrested last night. It's, I don't, It's fine, whatever. But these scammers will go find a person on there, then do some kind of Google search, find that person's family members, and then they'll contact that family member and say, hey, you can get your loved one bonded out of jail. We're overcrowded, or say something like that, or we have a health issue or something. You can bond your person out for whatever the bond amount is, because we put that on our website, and we'll give them an ankle monitor, and they get to come home for the holidays. If you get that call today, please hang up on it, because the only ankle monitors we have in the sheriff's York County Detention Center is the ones that we cut off from people who are coming in. We cut them off that may have them. And so we don't issue them, we don't give them, we don't sell them, we don't do anything with ankle monitors. If they come in with an ankle monitor, we cut it off and give it back to the person who put it on them. And so we don't do that. We don't sell those ankle monitors.
Who's that said person?
Yeah, so just please don't fall for that scam. And actually, we're starting to do a few things to be proactive on this. And eventually, in the next couple of weeks, we hope, we're going to have, when you click on that link to go to the inmates page, you're going to see a page before you get to the pictures that says, stop. Is somebody on the phone with you right now saying that you can do this, 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 or that? And that is a scam. Just trying to warn people. We're still working out the wording because, you know, criminals are, you know, kind of smart people from time to time, and they can reword things to circumvent what you're trying to do. But there's going to be a I understand button after you read all that, to click the I understand button to move on to where you can see the inmate. So we're doing some things to help stop these scams.
You also said that people are scamming others when they're dropping off coins at like the Coinstar machines.
So,
this is baffling. What's going on there?
Some of these scammers will tell you that you have a warrant, blah, blah, blah. Same old stuff. Hey, you have a warrant. You missed jury duty. You do this, that. Take $2,000, however much money they're trying to get you for today. Go down to a what they call a government kiosk. And it's not really a government kiosk. They'll say it'll be a Coinstar machine, because we've had people call and say, hey, go to the government kiosk at the Harris Teeter on XYZ Street in whatever town. And they'll go in and like, government kiosk? I've never heard of that. So, well, yeah, it's a government kiosk. It's a Coinstar machine. If you put your money in there, you'll get the voucher from the money that you put into the machine. Then you tell the person over the phone, say, hey, my voucher number from the Coinstar machine is whatever the number is. They get it, and your money's gone.
Oh.
So they'll sit there and plunk money into this thing to get these vouchers, because you can only do it a certain amount of time, money at a time. And so they'll get the voucher and say, okay, it's $500. And they go, okay, you're going to need another $500. They'll plunk in another $500, get that voucher. We're working on ways to, we don't know whether, we got to work with the machine people and the store to see if we can put a sign up on it or right next to it, like a big sign that says, stop. Hmm. If you're on the phone right now with somebody saying, put money into this machine to get, do this, this, or that, it's a scam. Hang up on them. Don't lose your money today.
Remember, it used to be just gift cards. It used to be that. And then
it still is. Yes. That's still a way.
And then it was the other one, like the green dot.
Yeah. Money pack cards.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's that. And now they've graduated.
Even Western Union. People say, give me a Western Union thing. You know,
so whatever. Those still exist. And now we've added the Coinstar machine where people are dumping in all their coins.
Yeah. And people lose from, we had a person walk into the sheriff's office a couple of weeks, about a month or so ago, and she was in tears, and she wasn't like old. She wasn't certainly younger than me, but she looked like a hard worker. And she got scammed out of $6,100. And half of that was her dad's money, because she thought she was going to be arrested for missing jury duty. And I went out there and I just wanted to talk to her. And she just said, he just said all the right things. And that's what they'll do. They'll prey on your ignorance. Not that you're being dumb. It's just you just don't know. And that's what they'll get. And then they'll make it sound, you know, like it's the most important thing in the world. I mean, these are con artists. That's why they're criminals who are good at their craft. So they're actors, pretty much actors. They need to go to Hollywood and get a job. Ooh. Because they're, but why, when you can hit people up for a couple $1,000s a day. So
just beware of scams. They are everywhere.
Please.
Hey, we're pushing up against a break. We got to say goodbye, but I want you to say hello real quick to one of your kickers that you helped to coach over there at Rock Hill High School, who's a foreign exchange student staying with the local family in York County, the Davis family. And I want you to say hello to this special young man.
Diego, my man. You are one of the best kickers I've ever met in my life. He was one of the kickers. And let me tell you a quick story about Diego. First ever time kicking a PAT in a football game at Rock Hill High School, he missed it. He came over to the sidelines to me and goes, "Hey, coach, I will not miss again." And he never missed again the rest of the season. It was a PAT, and he was one of the hardest workers I've ever met in my life, and one of the best kids. And
that's awesome.